as we get things rolling. Best 5 minutes of the day, our friend Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, you know, the Music Fest grounds, the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Cadott, where they've had Rock Fest, and it used to be Country Fest, and now they've got a new name for it. But I've never actually been to those grounds, and tomorrow morning I need to be there to start broadcasting live at 7. So
you'll be driving around trying to find it.
I mean, end up
in Stanley.
Yeah. I mean, I know where Cadott is, and I've driven by, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, GPS. I've never been there either. I can't help.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's see. Welcome to August.
Is it August already?
It is.
I guess
August
it is.
Today.
Yeah. I have a new professional picture taken today, and I guess that was on August 1st. So
okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because my coworker on my other job, Amy, she had made this observation last year when August arrived, and I'll watch for this today. She said people started talking about, and she'd moved here from California previously, and I think she was, you know, kind of grew up in Kansas, but she was like, Wisconsinites all of a sudden started talking like the summer was over and that winter was coming, you know, and it was August 1st. She's like, enjoy the day.
Yeah, I that makes sense to me because, you know, I think it's like, okay, school's right around the corner, and then as if school's here, it's almost Christmas. So, yeah. I mean, that's true. I guess we do that.
Well, and you know, it didn't even take August because last week I heard somebody saying, oh, the summer's almost over, and, you know.
Yeah. But I like her advice. Enjoy the day. I think that's good advice.
We've taken more than one vacation. I know we've gone to Tennessee and Florida as a family in August. And so it's almost like you're going against the grain because so much focus is on, you know, the wrap up, and it's like, hey, we're still enjoying. So,
yeah, that's good advice.
I was out yesterday making some calls for my sales position, and one of the places I called on was an early learning center. And as I waited for the manager to come, I saw in the background, and it said the appreciation station. And I'm like, I just got a warm feeling. I'm like, oh, I want to go to the appreciation station.
Nice. So is it a place where you go to appreciate other things, other people, or where you go to be appreciated?
I think it had to do with appreciation. You know, I mean, well, obviously it did. But, yeah. I mean, I think it's like, positive vibes. It takes me back to that Craig Groeschel comment where he's like, no matter how much you're praising your people, quadruple it.
Huh. That's good advice, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We need more encouragers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I was just like, I love that.
Yeah.
Another observation from yesterday. Here's the thing. We do 5 minutes, and then I go and observe for 23 hours and 55 minutes, and then I bring it back here.
Right.
The other thing was Gary Thomas is writing a new book. He says it has to do with spiritual formation. He's asking people to react. He's taken the first three chapters and lumped them into one because he'd not gotten good feedback on those, but the rest of the book people said they liked. But he said this. He said it's really important because he said, people are reading spiritual formation books less than ever before. And I think people are reading less than ever before.
I feel like I'm reading less than ever before. But I think that's true. I think it's so. The question is, how do you get people back into that mindset of reading and absorbing knowledge?
Yeah.
You know, I think we do a lot of sound bites on our phones, but reading books is a different thing. But I that's an interesting observation that people are reading spiritual formation things less often than they have. So.
Yeah, I thought it was
behind
too.
That.
Yeah. So, it's TV and your phone. If you can get past those, and you know, listening to a podcast, maybe you could read a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes both at the same time, TV and phone. So,
I think quite often that's the case. The standard view for Americans. All right, we got Acts 5:19 through 21a today.
Yeah, it says, but an angel of the Lord came at night, opened the gates of the jail, and brought them out. Then he told them, go to the temple and give the people this message of life. So at daybreak, the apostles entered the temple as they were told and immediately began teaching.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say, as the apostles were sitting in prison, I sent one of my angels who unlocked the doors and brought them out, relaying my words, go again and stand in the temple. Continue telling the people about Jesus, the kingdom of God, and the message of life. When the sun rose, they went out again and resumed teaching. And you say, there is constant conflict between my kingdom and the kingdom of the world. Amen to that. Wow. Every day you will face hundreds of choices about whether to live for my kingdom or the world. Sometimes the choice will be difficult, but my path is always the correct one. I'm going to bracket that second paragraph, but what's your final thought?
Yeah, you know, I think that idea that we are ambassadors, right? Ambassadors for love, ambassadors for God's kingdom, and not all of this stuff that we see around us. You know, I think you and I often talk about what we see going on in the world, and so often that is very far from what I think the message of God's kingdom is.
Boy, you take me right to the edge of another subject, but I'm going to leave it go. And okay. Maybe pick it up tomorrow. Thank you.
Sounds good. You bet. Talk to you.
It's a try it again Thursday for our new game. We started this yesterday on Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Secret sound. Can you name the secret sound? If you can, if you're the first one to do so at 715-723-2555, we will give you, friends, a value basket courtesy of your locally owned Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. So, who can be the first one to figure this out? We had a lot of great guesses yesterday, Howell, but no one correct.
Boy, we sure did. A ton of them from weird balls that you bounce to. I really liked helicopter was a great guess. Woodpecker, hot air balloon. How about a ruffed grouse?
We had a bird theme going for a little bit.
Yeah, somebody also, a drummer boy, massaging machines, a spit sucker at the dentist. Maybe we need to hear the sound again.
Probably.
All right, here it is. Can you name this secret sound for a Culver's value basket? All right, one more time here. All right, so that's the secret sound.
715-723-2555. Join the throng of folks who've already guessed, and maybe we can get a winner here and a try it again Thursday right before OneFest.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Mondovi.
All right, Dave.
Could I guess a sewing machine?
Sewing machine. Okay, yeah, I can see that. The bobbin or whatever? Yeah, is it a sewing machine?
Hey, I'm sorry, Dave. It's not a sewing machine. Thanks for trying.
But you don't get buzzed, so that's good.
Because I didn't have it ready yet. All right, here we go.
I don't think bobbin is the correct thing.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
Hi, John.
Yeah, since it's not Phillips, Craig, and Dean, I think I'm going to guess the wheels of an airplane landing on a runway.
Wow, okay. Airplane landing, sure.
Our minds are really going in all different directions. Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, John.
Thank you, John. I mean, I suppose it could be Phillips, Craig, and Dean if they went kind of like the EDM style or whatever. Like, yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know where they're at on new music these days. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Tim from Wheeler.
Hey, Tim.
Is that a fan?
A fan? It sounds like a fan.
Fan is your guess, Tim?
Yeah, an Oslang fan, yep.
Oslang fan, all right. Is that, let's listen to the sound again. That could be a fan, but that's not what it is, sorry.
Thank you, Tim. Good to hear from Wheeler again. We've heard some from places already this morning that we didn't hear from yesterday. Love it.
All right, and the calls continue at 723-2555 this morning. The WIB Wake Up Show, and I'll try it again Thursday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dale from Boyd.
Hey, Dale.
And my guess would be a paintball gun.
A paintball gun?
Was that guessed?
That was guessed yesterday, yeah. I believe, by John from Ladysmith. Can you think on your feet? Do you have a second bonus guess here?
Sure, airsoft gun.
Airsoft gun. All right, there you go. Is it an airsoft gun? Dale from Boyd.
Sorry, Dale.
Apparently, like, Nerf makes these gel guns now, too, that my brother wants. His birthday's tomorrow, and that's not what we got him, actually.
Now, I thought it was posted. Is Will's birthday today?
No, Will's birthday is tomorrow.
Huh, as listed on Facebook as today. Interesting.
Oh, huh. Maybe you put a false birthday on there.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Keith from Owen.
Hi, Keith.
I'm going to say it's a rotary telephone.
Rotary telephone. Is that? Let's listen to it again. Is that a rotary telephone? Sorry, Keith.
Thank you, Keith, for the guess.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? WIB Wake Up Show.
Hey, it's Lily Clausen from Rock Falls again.
Yes. Hey, Lily, what do you think?
Lily.
I'm going to guess a car engine starting up.
A car engine starting up. All right.
Lily, does your dad race cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize that.
My dad is also Dave.
Yeah,
because my dad is also Dave, who just called.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, there you go. And I do believe our friend Dave from down there always puts 103.7 on his race car, which is cool. So maybe Lily will race cars too. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your support. Are you right, Lily?
Sorry, Lily. That's not it.
We're rooting for you. We really are. I know it's probably not fair, but we're rooting for Lily.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is...
We lost you. Introduce yourself. Can you rise back up? Hello?
This is Tim from Wheeler again.
All right, Tim, give it another shot.
Yeah, it's a gas hot water heater.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
gas hot water heater.
Hot water heater is his guess, and name the secret sound. That's not it.
715-723-2555, trying to give away a Culver's value basket, courtesy of your locally owned Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake.
All right, we ran out of guesses, so tell you what, we'll try this again, and we'll get to it and see if we maybe give a hint next time. So stick around for that here on WWIB. You and I were talking off the air, who could possibly be the headliner or two? Last year we got two announced for the 2025 One Fest at the Chippewa Valley Music Fest ground. I mean, could it be Phil Wickham? I mean, maybe.
You never know.
After we've got somebody on the phone here.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on.
Yeah. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Heather and the One Fest team.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning, Heather.
Good morning to you, Mark.
Pretty excited about the eve of One Fest, huh?
We are.
Well, can we hear that cheer one more time? I think I talked over you. You guys sound pretty pumped.
Let's go, guys.
Wow.
It is a big, big gathering at One Fest, bigger than ever before. And Heather, I know it's volunteers that make One Fest happen, and such an encouragement to see so many people making this happen and saying, hey, we want to give our time and talents to help One Fest become bigger every single year.
Yeah, especially this team right in front of me. They're working hard to get it all set up for everybody to come tomorrow.
Fantastic. And you guys are listening to our secret sound this morning, too. Do you have any guesses?
Yeah, my assistant here, April, has the guess. I'm going to let her say it.
Okay.
Okay, Caleb. We're pretty sure that it's the sound of the subwoofer going at One Fest.
The sound of the subwoofer? Can we hear it again, Halvel? Let's see. Is this the subwoofer at One Fest?
All right, it's going to take us. I don't have it up at the moment here, but we can try to get it for our friends at One Fest. How many of you have gathered together already this morning?
25 to 30, I think, are here.
All right, so give me that guess one more time.
Is it the subwoofer at One Fest?
All right, let's listen to this. Is that the subwoofer at One Fest, Caleb?
No, it's not. It's not. But you know what? Maybe I should record the subwoofer at One Fest for the next time we play this game. Hey, we are so looking forward to seeing you guys a little bit later today as we get set up. And again, just praying for travel mercies for everyone coming to One Fest and that God would use this to glorify himself. Again, it's just an amazing thing to be part of. And we appreciate and love you guys so much.
Thank you, Caleb. Have a great day.
All right. Good guests. See you
later.
Thanks for playing along, and good to hear from them this morning here on WWIB.
It is Secret Sound, try number two on a Try It Again Thursday here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. The number to call, 715-723-2555. We want to give you a Culver's Value Basket, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. No one has solved this yet, but we have heard from all over the place. Eau Claire, Willard, Rock Falls, Downsville, Ladysmith, Chautauqua, Barron, Rice Lake, Withy, Thorpe, Chippewa Falls, Wausau, Conrath, Mondovi, Wheeler, Boyd, and Owen as well. But no one has figured out yet what the secret sound is, despite some great guesses.
Now, it's interesting. While we're prepared to give a hint, people are already calling to guess, so I don't know.
Okay, well, if they know, they know.
Let's hear the sound again. All right, that is the sound. We've got somebody on the line. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard, and I wouldn't mind a hint.
All right, I think we can give one. It has to do with removing, or getting something, getting rid of something.
Getting rid of something, yeah.
Is it a garbage disposal?
A garbage disposal. That's clever. That's smart, but that's not it. 715-723-2555
has to do with getting rid of something.
And here's the longer version of this. This is 11 seconds. So this is more than almost quadrupling what we've given you.
A lot of people are like, that's just a lot more of the same.
It is, but, you know, there you go.
But you have 11 seconds now instead of three, so.
Hi. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Virginia, I double-clicked on you. All right, Virginia from Alma Center. All right, Virginia, what's your guess?
A flat tire.
A flat tire.
Okay.
Right. Well, is that it? That's not what we're looking for.
Good guess, though. First time we've heard from Alma Center as well. Always great to hear from all across western and central Wisconsin.
I guess you'd be getting rid of that tire, maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
Hi. That is our hint, getting rid of something. Hi, 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Keith from Owen again.
All right, Keith.
I'm going to say a printer spitting out a piece of paper.
All right. Kind of sounds like a printer. It's got that repeat sound to it, doesn't it? Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, Keith.
Good to hear from you, Keith. 715-723-2555 for this Culver's Value Basket. And beyond even that prize, the pride of saying, hey, I solved the secret sound in its debut edition here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
That's right. At this point, that carries a lot of weight. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Katie from Rice Lake.
All right, Katie, can you name the secret sound?
Is it a pressure washer?
It's a Try It Again Thursday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Secret Sound is our game. WWIB, we are family. It's the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Howell, trying to give one of you a value basket from Culver's if you can identify the secret sound. 715-723-2555. We've given you the hint. It's about getting rid of something. Think getting rid of something when you're listening to this sound.
Uh-huh. And the sound sounds like this. Okay, one more time. The sound is this.
Think getting rid of something. 715-723-2555.
Nobody's been more determined than Paul and Willard. I think he's leading off here. Good morning, Paul. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. All right, nothing. All right, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Keith from Owen again.
All right, Keith.
What do you think?
Well, it kind of sounds like my brother Craig's sprinkler system. He calls it a scarecrow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sprinkler system?
That's a really good guess. Could that be it? It's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Keith. 715-723-2555 for Secret Sound debut edition here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
You know, with so many of these, I mean, you can just, oh, yeah, I can totally picture that as a sprinkler, you know?
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lily from Rock Falls again.
Hey, Lily.
I'm going to guess a dump truck.
A dump truck.
Okay. You think this is a dump truck.
Could is it a dump it? Truck?
It's not it, Lily.
It's not. Thank you, Lily. Call back 715-723-2555.
This contest has been going so long. Lily's grown up, and now I could play the wrong answer.
There you go.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay. Hi.
Oh, dial tone.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tammy from Duran.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
Hey, I'm thinking it sounds like a bug zapper.
A bug zapper? Yeah, getting rid of bugs.
Okay.
Which we love to do. Could that be it? I'm sorry, Tammy.
Thank you for the call. First time we've heard from Duran, so that's always fun. 715-723-2555. Think getting rid of something.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, Vicky, what do you think?
Well, when I was growing up, my mother had this exercise thing. It was an electric belt.
Okay.
Stick the belt around her butt to try and remove the fat.
Okay. All right. Kind of, you know, just laying it on the line there, Vicky. All right. Could that be it? That is not it. Sorry. Thank you.
I don't even know what to. I'm trying to record the guess, and it's like an electric butt fat remover.
Paul from Willard, actually Wausau today on 94.3.
Right on.
You know, what's funny is that does sound like one of them because my mom had one too and I thought of it and I went, there's no way they have that on there.
Yeah.
You never know with us.
Anyway, I keep hearing that whiny sound and beside that sucking, what about a vacuum cleaner or a car vac or something like that?
Yeah.
Is it any sort of vacuum cleaner?
Getting rid of the dirt. It's not it.
Thank you, Paul. 715-723-2555. Paul has been trying since the get-go of this contest for Secret Sound.
He has. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carissa from Eau Claire.
All right, Carissa, three more guesses. You're the first of those. What do you think?
Is it a paper shredder?
A paper shredder. Getting rid of the records. Those important documents. Could that be it? Sorry. All right, two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jen from Barron.
All right, Jen, get it here.
A wood chipper.
A wood chipper.
Is it a wood chipper?
Could that be it? Sorry.
One more guess here, 715-723-2555. Think getting rid of something.
Jen and Barron, right, she was successful in the last contest. We did one song, one second, one fest earlier in the week, right?
She kind of set everybody else up.
She was the third
David
guest.
Meese, yeah.
All right, this is it for this go-around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
Is it like a wrinkle remover for clothing?
Ah, okay, wrinkle remover for clothing. I was thinking skin for a second, but wrinkle remover for clothing. That's not it. Sorry about that.
Thank you for the guess. All right. Keep thinking about getting rid of something we made. Try to add to that clue and see if we can get this solved here after 8:45. Our debut, our inaugural secret sound here in the Wib Wake Up Show for a Culver's Value Basket. Let's get this done. Try it again Thursday. Your final chance at Secret Sound, the inaugural edition of Secret Sound here in the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. We want to give one of you, one of our fam, a Culver's Value Basket, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. If you can identify the secret sound, call 715-723-2555. And how about we've said it involves getting rid of something, get rid of something. And we wanted to even clarify or expand on that clue as well.
Yeah, when I was giving that an hour ago, I initially stumbled a bit because what I said is it's like removing something. So, yeah, it's not only getting rid of. It is more specifically probably removing it.
All right. Getting rid of, removing something. 715-723-2555.
You could even go further, but that would be really giving it away. All right. Anyhow, well, what is this sound? That is the sound we've been asking you. This is the eighth time we're going to the well. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Mondovi.
All right, Jamie. I know you.
Yeah, I think my guess probably is wrong now with that second clue, but I was thinking... A trash compactor.
Yeah. I mean, that is getting rid of trash. Yeah.
You're correct. It is wrong, though.
Not what we're looking for. So getting rid of something, but again, think removing something. Yeah. We really want you to win this this hour.
Yeah.
Because we can't do it tomorrow. So.
I may actually give a little bit more here, depending on the guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, WWIB. Yeah,
maybe not a good connection. Hi, hello.
All right, Paul. Is it a car wash?
Is it a car wash?
Paul has called so many times, it's like he's co-hosting the show. Is it a car wash? That's not it, Paul. Thanks.
Not a car wash, Paul. Try again if you
we
can
love
get through.
You, Paul.
715-723-2555. Think of Snappy Car Wash, one of our great OneFest covered sponsors.
Snappy makes you happy. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth. Come on now.
Oh, I'm wondering if it's... A leaf bagger. You're getting rid of the leaves and the leaf bagger, sucking it up.
All sure.
Right. Yeah.
That's not it. It's not. Thank you, Beth.
Go there. It's not only getting rid of, it's not only removing, but it's removing in a way that's pretty personal. Don't you think?
I would say so.
Yeah. It's pretty personal.
All right.
So taking it a bit further. So not only getting rid of, not only removing, but kind of a personal kind of removing.
And I will say, too, if you have a good memory, this actually does relate to the correct answer to a trivia we've had within the last several weeks as well, too. So I don't know that that helps anyone, but...
But we are emptying the cover of
We really are.
Because we want to get a winner. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Come on, Linda.
I don't have anything personal, so it's... I was going to guess... A snowblower, and I don't even know what they really sound like.
Yeah.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. Think getting rid of, think removing, and
it's personal.
Pretty personal.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff from Thorpe.
All right, Jeff.
Removing a tattoo.
Removing a tattoo.
Why do you say that, Jeff?
Well, because I got a bunch that I don't want anymore.
Okay. Have you ever had one removed before?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
All right. I kind of want to hear this again. Could this be removing a tattoo?
No, actually, that's not what I meant to play. I meant to play the sound, Jeff. Could this be removing a tattoo? Yes, it is, Jeff!
It is, Jeff!
It is. Just like
that. That's all there is to it. Yes, that is the sound of removing a tattoo, Jeff. from Thorpe. You brought us home, friend. Thank you so much. What clue gave it away for you?
I don't know.
it just kind of all came together.
Yeah, it just kind of came. I just went, well, try this one. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
A laser removing a tattoo. And so is that something you want to get done, Jeff?
Pardon?
Is that something you want to do someday?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I got a few of them, but they're fading out so fast that I think the Lord will take them away.
There we go. There we go. Well, that's congratulations.
Tattoo removal is the answer, not the prize. Our prize is a value basket from Culver's. So we'll hook you up with that. Jeff from Thorpe, thank you for solving this.
Yeah.
Yeah.